Chairman Powell and Secretary Mnuchin's testimony this past week demonstrated Mr. Powell's ability to comprehend the state of the economy and convey appropriate information and warnings. Mr. Mnuchin simply took the political line and really offered nothing of substance. Mr. Powell expressed on several occasions, although he walked it back a bit in front of the Senate, that an additional stimulus package was necessary to prevent long-term damage to the economy. Mr. Mnuchin and the Republican majority want to take more of a wait-and-see attitude, which will result in many businesses failing, leaving many out of work, essentially permanently, at least in the short term, while the economy recovers. The CBO, Congressional Budget Office, is predicting a 38% drop in GDP and a $2.1 trillion increase in the deficit. These are significant and nasty numbers that actually impact people. Unemployment is projected to be 26 million, so collectively, we have bad news on the horizon. On a brighter front, there are areas of the country that are opening and opening safely. The key will be how reasonable and rational people are in the sense of will they wear masks and social distance, as well as persist in hand washing. This is not to say that this process is without risk, but certainly diminishes the risk if people abide by those relatively simple guidelines. Unfortunately, as you look at the news and you travel in the local community, wherever that is, you see many, many people without masks and not making any attempt to social distance. I can only describe this as a suspension of belief as people feel, well, if I haven't gotten it by now, I'm not going to get it. The U.S.-Canadian border will be closed until June 22nd, as there does not appear to be commonality in the approach between the two countries. I can't wait for POTUS to begin blaming Canada instead of China. I wonder when that will happen. This week, retailers posted resilient earnings, with Lowe's shares soaring after same-store sales surged 11.2%. Not that the net results for many retailers were particularly good because of increased costs associated with COVID-19, but the fact that they are continuing at a reasonable level of sales is important. What is not disclosed is whether those sales result from actual in-store shoppers or online. The types of sales will become very important to understanding where we are likely headed. My concern is where the economy is in September, October, and November. Once much of the stimulus has been expended, the federal boost of unemployment insurance is eliminated, unless extended, and the jobless rate stays at its current levels or declines slightly. The lack of funds in consumers' hands, as I've noted before, will be a serious threat to the economy. POTUS recently tweeted about the reopening of his Los Angeles golf course and urged people to play at it. I continue to be dumbfounded by his mixture of personal business and official duties. It's hard to imagine people not being swayed by that information and utilizing the golf course. Just another tacky move. I've been watching to see if there will be an increase in enlistment activity for the U.S. military in light of the downturn in the economy. I suspect it will take several months for this to take root, but it's not uncommon in times of economic hardship for people to elect to serve. Obviously, the issue will be, are there enough slots, or is the military adequately manned at this juncture with 1.4 million people on active duty? The White House announced the awarding of a $354 million contract that could stretch to approximately $800 million to FloCorp through the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. This is an attempt to onsource this very important drug manufacturing activity because it begins with the basic ingredients being made in the U.S., most of which today are made in China. This certainly comports with Mr. Trump's desire to onsource these activities in the U.S., but yet again, it appears that the physician who is the CEO is something of a flimflam man who has had numerous issues in other entities in which he has been involved. President Trump announced that he has been taking hydroxychloroquine after his own health experts have said it's not an effective drug. This creates all types of consequences from his outlandishly bad leadership style. This is going to bolster those who are of the open up, no mask, no gloves, no social distancing crowd by saying that since the president is taking hydroxychloroquine, I will too, and I will be safe. The only outcome that changes this, unfortunately, is for a swath of these folks to contract the virus and find out that the drug does not work. Again, unfortunately, they are likely to infect others in the process, but neither the president nor those of his supporters who follow this regimen seem to really care. Enjoy Memorial Day. Spend some time with friends and family using precautions. A hot dog, some corn, and beer sounds real good.